You're listening to Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, filling in for Nikki Dakota. Happy to be with you this afternoon. And happy to hear some sounds that you will be able to experience live on August 19th. It's the WYSO Community Concert at Riverscape Metro Park. And the band we just heard was Holy Ghost Tent Revival. They're going to be playing at the show. They will be joined on stage by Todd the Fox and the folks that we've got here in the WYSO studios. They're going to be playing some tunes, giving us a little taste of what we're going to hear next Sunday live on stage. And we're going to be getting to know them, giving you lots of reasons to come out to this show because it's going to be a great time. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and hand things over to the WYSO performance space for some live tunes from Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band.
All right, thank you. Stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it. And I still don't have a dime or a nickel. My name now. Oh, but taking this in stride without you wouldn't be the same somehow. And I'd be lying if I claimed that we never had to stoke the flames now. But you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it. Oh, you can't stop this love. Oh, stop this love. You can't stop this love. Oh, stop this love. You can't stop this love. Oh, stop this love. Oh, you can't stop it. Have come in heavy about every day now. But my mama told me, son, you know, it might be this way now. And splitting and splintering, no, that don't ever pay now. And you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it. Thank you. That was Can't Stop This Love, and that will be on our next album coming out soon. But this is this song is called I'm Gonna Let You Go from our first album here. it's tossed about in the wind and the waves. And buildings come crashing down when the earth decides to shake. That's how it is with you, that's the way it's always been. So now I'm moving on before disaster strikes again. I'm gonna let you go, oh, but you know I love you so. But the devil's got a hold of you, and I'm afraid he'll get a hold of me too. Unless I let you go, oh, but you know I love you so. I would jump from a speeding train if I know it's gonna derail. And I would jump from a falling plane and hope my parachute set sail. And that's how it is with you, that's the way it's always been. So now I'm jumping from your arms before disaster strikes again. I'm gonna let you go, oh, but you know I love you so. But the devil's got a hold of you, and I'm afraid he'll get a hold of me too. Unless I let you go, oh, but you know I love you so. Thought that you take me up, but you only bring me down. You send this world into a violent spin when it used to simply go around. That's how it is with you, that's the way it's always been. So now I'm jumping from your arms before disaster strikes again. I'm gonna let you go, oh, but you know I love you so. But the devil's got a hold of you, and I'm afraid he'll get a hold of me too. Unless I let you go, oh, but you know I love you so.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. I want to welcome you guys back to YSO and here to the new studios. You've been with us before, but it's been a little while. For those who haven't heard you guys here on YSO before, your family,
yes.
We've got Daniel Dye, Andrew Miller, Carrie Miller, and Thomas Miller. Tell me a little bit about how you guys formed this band. I mean, have you been playing together your entire lives, or how did this all come together into this project?
Well, my family grew up singing, so we haven't really been playing together, but singing together since these guys are, well, how old are you, Andrew? 21?
21, yeah.
Yeah, since you were, for 21 years we've been singing together, I guess. But about 3 years ago, after I got back, I lived in Europe for a while, and after I got back, I'd been writing songs, and these guys started jumping in with me. And I thought, my goodness, this sounds really good. As it turns out, they'd been classically trained while I was gone. And you guys have been playing in the Columbus, what is it, the Phil?
Youth Philharmonic of Central Ohio.
Youth Philharmonic of Central Ohio. So we kind of, there's like the fusion of bluegrass, country, folk, classical. I don't know what this is, but that's how it all started. So, yeah.
Well, it does, with the classical influence, I almost heard a little like the same kind of influences that Andrew Bird has, where you've got that pop and that rock and the traditional bluegrass sounds, but then this great classical vibe. For those of you guys who were classically trained, how do you feel that that training has influenced what you're playing with the band?
Who's going to take this one? Carrie?
Well, I think that, I don't know, I guess it's kind of neat to have the whole, like, scales thing. I've grown up playing a lot of scales, and I think that's really helped me in just kind of knowing how the relationships of notes, how that goes together. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are obviously a lot of other things that
classically.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The scales helps improv that classical training doesn't bring, but yeah.
I don't know what they're doing, but it sounds good. I always comfort myself the fact that the Beatles couldn't, from what I heard, they couldn't read any music, which is where I met, but these guys seem to know the technical stuff.
So. Now, I know, Daniel, you said that you had been writing all these songs, and these guys started jumping in with you. How does your writing work now? Are you guys doing more collaboratively, or are you still kind of taking the lead and then y'all flesh out the parts? How does that work?
It depends on the song. I often will write a song, then I'll come and start playing it, and these guys will start work. They'll do like a lot of the musical parts. Occasionally, I have a certain musical part in my head that I want to. I say, "Hey, can you do this?" But usually, like the last song you just heard, they pretty much did that from the first practice on that song, and it sounded good, so we went with it from there. So musically, it's kind of collaborative. But lyrically, we'll see. We'll see what's going to start happening here. I don't know.
May have some budding lyricists in the group here.
Perhaps. Maybe some hardships in life will come and then we'll start writing.
Well, can we hear another one?
Yeah, this is, speaking of a hardship, this song is called Luann. I'm a sucker for name songs, and this song is called Luann. This will be on our next album as well. So it's kind of a back porch sort of song here. Another Sunday morning, and the sky is still gray. And everywhere I turn, I see your still way. And those church bells ring, calling us home. And I'm going, but going nowhere when I'm going alone. Oh, can't you understand? I would have loved you till the winter came on. Oh, Luann, can't you understand? I would have loved you till they were singing our song. Thank you.
you had. And I'm not to blame if things go bad. Well, they'll come and go, Luann, just like they did before. And when they're done, they'll show you to the door.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live in the WYSO studios. Just a taste of what you'll be able to hear on August 19th at Riverscape Metro Park at the WYSO Community Concert. We're going to be featuring Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band, as well as Todd the Fox and Holy Ghost Tent Revival. The music is going to get started around 6 o'clock. Bring a chair, bring the kids. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to having you guys on the big stage at Riverscape.
We are too.
Now, you mentioned an album coming soon. Tell me a little bit about that. When are we going to get to feast our ears on that one?
It's going to be, we're actually recording, I've done one studio session back in the spring, and actually we're recording in a studio up in Massachusetts. So we're leaving Monday, either Sunday night or Monday morning. We're going to be recording this next week. We'll see how much we get done. It probably will be realistically early 2013 is what we're thinking. Yep. So it depends on how much we get done and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Is this going to be, I know you played a couple that are going to be on the new album, but are you doing any writing in the studio, or is this mostly songs that you've been working on for a while that you're just getting around to committing to tape?
Yeah. Songs I've been working on for a while. There might be a few. What happens is you end up writing new songs while you're working on the album. So, and then those are the ones you're passionate about. So a few of those might trickle in. One of them did from the last studio session. So, I don't know. We'll see. But some of these songs have been heard, and others are completely new. So yeah.
Cool. Something giving us something to look forward to then. Do you think that, or do you find in the recording process that these songs sort of take on a new life, maybe, especially the ones that have been around for a while, that sometimes in the studio you're discovering a new way to play them or a new way to interpret them that you hadn't thought of when you first wrote them?
Yeah, sometimes some songs they need something more, you know. They seem kind of bare, and then you go in the studio, and you're like, wait, that sounds really, really good. It just depends on the song. Some of them we feel like we have our parts down, and we got it, you know. But those songs, yeah, they need a little something extra, I guess. You know, it's hard with a live show. You can really – you have the energy with a live show, but it's hard to have that in the album. And so that's what we're trying to work on for this second album.
Do you guys go live to tape, or do you parse it out in the studio?
See, last time we did it together – we actually just did live to tape. Yeah, our budget was a little low, so we basically you know do like two takes or three takes and take the best of the three.
Hope for the best.
So, which sometimes was hopeless, but yeah.
So you're capturing a little bit of that live energy with a little bit of risk in there as well.
You know, some songs are meant to sound kind of gritty and raw, but other songs, you know, you want to. I don't know, they should sound a little more polished.
That's raw,
what, right, yeah. We went from raw to too raw a couple of times. So. Murder ballads can sound raw, right?
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's one example of where raw works.
Right.
Well, can we hear another live one?
Yes, we're going to do one from – this song is called Letter from Spain, and it's a song that we've never done actually on the air, so we're looking forward to that. But this is from the first album. And A couple of years ago, Andrew was studying in Spain, and while he was there, I was thinking about the idea of making it music and perhaps someday doing a European tour. Mm-hmm. And so this song is about that. A band that's in Spain, but the lead is writing a letter home to his mother, and there's some regret. So it's sort of a poignant song, bittersweet. So here it is, Letter from Spain. Oh, by the way, Andrew's been playing the banjo, but we just switched him to the mandolin as well. Mama, you should see how they are falling at our feet. And the lights here seem so bright, and there's more color in the streets. And the crowd sings when we sing, and they move to every beat. But at night I still dream of Ellie Jane and the men who introduce us. Oh, they say that we are stars, and we're drinking better coffee, and we're smoking big cigars. But the moments when it's quiet, we remember what we are. And I think of those words of Ellie Jane. Oh, and you've got people all around, and they say they love your sound, and they ask you how it feels to be a refuge and a thrill when you're walking down some street in Spain. Tell them what you did to Ellie Jane. Times I try to tell myself she latched on for the ride. And there are days I believe this, so I push her words aside. But the night that she left me, something deep inside me died. When no one knew me, I was loved by Ellie Jane. When you've got people all around, and they say they love your sound, walking down some street in Spain, will you tell them what you did to Ellie Jane? Make me feel so lost, and I'm tired of seeing poor Jesus still hanging on that cross, and flames and incense in the air make you question what you've taught. Oh, those words of Ellie Jane. But I've been told to take this train just as far as it will go, and tonight we'll bring them music. Yes, tonight will be a show. And they'll never see the sadness, and they will never know. There was a time I only sang for Ellie Jane. There was a time I only sang for Ellie Jane. When you've got people all around, and they say they love your sound, and they ask you how it feels to be a refuge and a thrill when you're walking down some street in Spain, will you tell them what you did to Ellie Jane? Will you tell them what you did to Ellie Jane? Thank you.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live in the WYSO studios. That one was bittersweet, but I like it.
Right. Like life, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. So you guys are doing doing some recording, and you're going to be at the WYSO Summer Concert on August 19th. What does the rest of the fall look like for you?
Well, we've got a lot of quite a few shows, actually, August, September. But the big one we're looking forward to is September 1st. We actually are hosting our own music festival. It's called Madden Road Music Fest, and it's actually, my mom has an old antique store in this little town called Mutual, Ohio, and we converted it into a music venue. So the upstairs is now a place with for live music. And, it's a one-day festival, 2 to 11 p.m. that day. And we have, you mentioned Todd the Fox earlier, but he'll be there, and some other musicians from the Dayton area as well, Windsor Knotts and Trey Stone. And so there's going to be a bunch of, I think we have about 10 bands and singer-songwriters, so it'll be a good day. So we'd love for folks to come out and join us that day.
And that's going to be a really great experience as musicians to be able to host your peers in your own, you know, smaller community, smaller subset of the larger community. Has that been a good experience for you guys?
Yeah, as far as meeting people, and it's fun, you know, to go to a live show and say, man, I really like this band, and maybe we can get them, you know, in their own venue. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, so there'll be all different styles there as well. We're going to be one of the more folky bands there. So yeah.
Nice. And I know the song you just played was about, you know, a European tour. What are your thoughts on touring? Do you guys want to get out on the road more? You know, maybe not all the way to Europe just yet, but are you looking at any regional or Midwestern touring anytime soon?
Yeah, if we could pull it together, we'd love to. We've done a couple of little like mini tours up to New England. We have a second fan base up there. There might be another one in the works for October to go up to the Boston area. And I've done, it's, you know, easier alone, so I've done quite a bit of touring solo and did a little mini European tour last summer as well. But yeah, with the whole band, it's a little bit with the instruments. The cello basically takes a plane seat, I think.
A bit cumbersome.
Right. So yeah, we'd love to if we can get the time. These guys are all studying and stuff, but we're squeezing more and more shows in. So yeah.
Is it hard to balance out your schoolwork and your studies with making music, or is that something that's been a part of your whole life so it just comes naturally?
Can you hear us, Andrew?
Oh yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I mean it's definitely a balancing act between I'm going to OSU and finding time for music, but you know, if you really love music, then that's like what you want to do with your free time, so it works out.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah,
to make that choice.
It's funny when I go over to their house, I hear instruments from every little corner of the house, upstairs, basement, backyard. So it, man, you guys are pulling it. Actually, yesterday we were at a cabin. We were working on a roof, we have a family cabin. We were replacing the roof. It's the first time they haven't had instruments around. I was shocked.
So yeah, I was planning on
tools instead of instruments, I guess.
Sitting up on the roof,
right.
Playing away.
We had a saw out there, but I don't know. None of us are really good at playing the saw yet. So, yeah. Anyway.
Well, that would be a deviation from the strings we've got going here.
Yeah. I actually did. Yeah, I actually been working on the saw a little bit, but it sounds horrible. That's more ominous than it usually sounds, even. So,
so maybe some saw down the road. Check in next year about saw coming into the into the mix. Well, you guys don't have to. You out there in listening land don't have to wait another year. You can see Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band next Sunday, August 19th. It's WYSO's community concert at Riverscape Metro Park. It starts at 6 o'clock on the bill. These guys, Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band, they're going to be joined by Todd the Fox and Holy Ghost Tent Revival. It is going to be a big musical celebration. Bring a chair, bring the kids. It's going to be, these guys are going to have their family there because they're part of the band. But we want you to bring your family as well and join the WYSO family. It's going to be a blast. I think we've got time for two more.
Two more? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Andrew's going to do the banjo and then switch to the guitar later on. This is a song we actually did about a year and a half ago in the studio, but we haven't done with the full band yet. So this song is called The Devil's Drink. And I always send this mom out, or send this song out to my mother, because she's the biggest teetotaler you've ever met. So.
I left my mama when I was a boy. I left my mama with tears of joy. Oh, she used to be an angel till she started drinking gin. She turned into a devil, then blamed me for her sins. And the last time I saw her, she was lying on the floor with a bottle by her side. I couldn't take her anymore. So I said, train, 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 come and take me away from the devil's drink, and I'll be okay. Yes, train, 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 take me fast as you can from the devil's drink up to the promised land. I met a preaching man way up in Illinois. We formed a band called the Dixie Boys. He could play the fiddle like you'd never seen, but when he'd get to drinking, he would turn real mean. And when a fool in the crowd took the Lord's name in vain, the devil took the Lord's defense. That fool will never be the same. So I say, train, 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 come and take me away from the devil's drink, and I'll be okay. Just train, 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 take me fast as you can from the devil's drink up to the promised land.
String, everyone. Let's see if we can pull off this third verse.
I found a girl in Oklahoma, and she could dance real good. And the way she was smiling at me, I slowly understood. We got to talking, we found love's embrace. But the closer I got, I smelled that sulfur on her face. My lips, they started trembling, my throat turned real dry. I jumped on the train, I left the devil alone to cry. So I say, train, 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 come and take me away from the devil's drink, and I'll be okay. Yes, train, 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 take me fast as you can from the devil's drink up to the promised land. Well, that devil's drink, it follows me wherever I go, from the plains of Minnesota to the banks of the Ohio. But a hobo's life ain't bad, there's much worse you can do. It's hard to sleep at night, but you always make it through. I'm gonna find a small town that's pure and that's dry, a place where I can settle, a place where I can die. So I say, train, 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 come and take me away from the devil's drink, and I'll be okay. Yes, train, 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 take me fast as you can from the devil's drink up to the promised land. Yo, yo, train, 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 come and take me away from the devil's drink, and I'll be okay. Yes, train, 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 take me fast as you can from the devil's drink up to the promised land.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live in the WYSO studios. I gotta tell you guys, I think we have some kind of broken string curse happening, because the last three bands I've had in here have broken strings. I kid you not.
You should have warned us.
I know. I didn't even think about it. Well, if people want to keep tabs on the progress of the album and where else they can find you guys, find information on you and all that good stuff, where else you guys are playing, where can they find you all online?
DanielDyeMusic.com. Yeah, DanielDyeMusic.com. And then we have, I don't know, YouTube and Facebook and all that stuff. You can get it from there. So
excellent, excellent. Well, I see a replacement guitar running in here. Are we going to be able to do one more? Or?
Well, we are going. I'm using Andrew's guitar, but Andrew is out of a guitar because he was going to use it for the last song. So
okay.
You want to try it with just another instrument, Andrew, Ohio?
Yeah.
He's going to just improvise here. Speaking of improvisation, so.
Going to shuffle it around a little bit.
Yeah. So this is the last song. We'll do this last song, Ohio, which. Just a second there. I had to grip my cape. This song I actually wrote in Berlin when I lived there. I mentioned Europe a few years ago. That I was there a few years ago, but I lived in Berlin and became homesick for Ohio, and it's kind of a contrast of city to country. Berlin is a lovely place. It's one of my favorite cities, but sometimes you just want to be out and away from people, so that's how this song came to be. So this is one of the first songs we started playing together, and it's kind of our tradition to play it here at the YSO studio as well. So we'd never played it, though. Andrew's going to try it. We'll see what happens over here with what he's doing. When you're born somewhere, the land runs through your veins. And Ohio is the place where I was raised. With empty railroad tracks and wide open roads. And lazy evenings watching muddy rivers flow. And I miss you, Ohio, Ohio. Oh, I didn't stay, but your memory, it carries on. Ohio, I'll be back someday, and I hope it will be long. Ohio. Oh, Ohio. And now I live in a valley between mountains of concrete and glass. And I'm lost in a sea of lonely faces drifting past. And a bitter wind blows, and I've never felt so cold. And gray snow all around, it makes me feel so old. And I think of Ohio, Ohio. Oh, I didn't stay, but your memory, it carries on. Ohio, I'll be back someday, and I hope it won't be long. Ohio. Oh, Ohio. Now I know spring is coming soon. And when I close my eyes, I see your flowers bloom. And warm midnight walks, will you always see the sky? When I think of you, I swear I will not cry. But I miss you, Ohio, Ohio. Oh, I didn't stay, but your memory, it carries on. Ohio, I'll be back someday, and I hope it won't be long. Oh, Ohio. Through summer's heat or winter's snow, how firm thy friendship, Ohio. How firm thy friendship, Ohio. Oh, Ohio. Oh, Ohio.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live in the WYSO studios. Thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us. We had a blast once again.
Our pleasure. And you all can check these guys out at the WISO Community Concert. It's August 19th. That's a Sunday night. The music's going to start at 6 o'clock. It's going to be Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band, Holy Ghost Tent Revival, and this guy who we're going to hear from right now, Mr. Todd the Fox.
This one's called I'm Feeling Fine.